Welcome to the WJUL Unsigned Artist Showcase. I'm Stephen Phillips.
And I'm Packy Smith. Each week, we showcase a local artist from the surrounding areas.
We give each artist a chance to introduce their music and promote their shows in their area.
If you are a singer-songwriter and think you've got what it takes to be on the show, we'd love to hear from you.
So welcome to the show. This is the WJUL Unsigned Artist Showcase, featuring myself, Stephen Phillips, and Packy Smith. And good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out there because we're over here playing music, and I'd like to welcome our special guest, Mr. Jim Richter.
Real quick, Stephen, before we get into the interview with Jim Richter that we have in the studio with us today, got to thank Service Plumbing and Septic for bringing us this show. You can reach them at 706-781-1555. They're ready to handle all of your plumbing and septic problems. No plumbing or septic problem is too big or too small for Service Plumbing to handle. They got fair prices, and John Shipwood is a great friend of mine. Check them out, serviceplumbingandseptic.net, 706-781-1555. Jim, you're from Cherry Log, right?
Cherry Log, Georgia.
Cherry Log, Georgia, by way of all over. We've talked this a little bit this morning because, you know, we get musicians all in the same room.
That's right.
We talk about is musicians.
Well, my dad was in the military, and when I was little, we lived in California, Arkansas, Germany, New York State, but I wound up down here and met my wife and stayed. So I've been here for...
Oh, you married a Southern girl.
I met one of the rarest of all things, a native Atlantan.
There you go. Southern girl. We got Packy over here. He's hanging in, got all the buttons ready to go and all that good stuff. So anyway, this is Unsigned Artist Showcase, where we showcased unsigned artists. And we have got Summer's Gone is the album that you've got here.
That's right. That's right.
Jim Richter and Friends. Richter, like the Richter scale.
That's right.
So... before we get started on our first song, tell us a little bit about your history in music. Now, you've told us a little bit about that, so kind of tell me where you're from, what you've been involved in, and who you're involved with.
Sure. Well, my family's kind of one of those musical families. I'm kind of the black sheep of the family because I do popular and rock and other things, but a lot of those folks are classical musicians.
Right.
And they started me with music lessons, piano lessons in January of 1960. Gosh,
wow.
I'm old.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's back when the music was really good.
It was good. But,
yep.
I played piano, and I still do, but still practice every morning. But around the early, mid-60s, I heard them there, Beatles and Stones.
Oh, here we go, Beatles. I'm an Elvis guy myself.
I got me a 1965 Sears Silvertone guitar and a Silvertone tube amp. I wish I still had that amp.
Golly, I wish I still had that amp.
Yeah. It probably cost $35, and some fool would probably pay $1,000 for one now.
Yeah, just because they had one whack when they was a kid. So.
Yeah. But anyway, and I taught myself how to play guitar. I got me a chord book and started working on that. And
Mel Bass
was in. Beg pardon?
Mel Bass chord book?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
Probably. But and I drove my parents crazy. I had a very lousy old turntable, and I'd turn that sucker up to the maximum volume, turn it up to 11.
For all you young whippersnappers out there, that is a record player. A turntable is the same thing. You know, we got some young people listening. They don't know all the good stuff.
You know, but if you stay alive long enough, all of a sudden I see they're putting out vinyl again.
They are doing that.
They're doing that.
That's the ticket. That is so funny how you're right about that. They give you a little thing to download the music, but then you get an actual album.
Right.
That's right. Well, when we were working on this album here, one of the options we had was to have some LPs, you know, some vinyl put out. And I just thought, well, let's not bite off more than we can chew. Let's start out modestly with a regular old CD and some downloads off the internet and see where that leads.
Well, let's jump in on the first song. That's what it's all about, where people can hear what we've got right here. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's got some it's got some cool licks on this next song. So tell about this first song that we're going to play.
Well, which one are we going to do first? How about You Ain't No Lady?
Okay, sounds good to me. Let's kick it on right now. Once again, Jim Richter, and the album is called?
Summer's Gone.
Okay, and the song name one more time.
You Ain't No Lady, and You Ain't My Wife.
Oh, my Lord. I hope your wife don't find out about that
She
lady.
Already knows. It ain't about her.
Stuff you're handing out, I've had enough. I had some doubts from the date we started. It's time that you and all those doubts departed. Mm-hmm. fancy car. You want to look just like a movie star. I like to drive a beat-up pickup truck, and still you've got me down to my last buck. My life is changing in a whole new way, just like the sun will change a rainy day. I'm gonna usher you right out of my life. You ain't no lady and you ain't my wife.
I didn't know you was going to play a romantic song.
It is real romantic. It's very sensitive song, I'd have to say.
Yeah, that's a romance. Well,
what happened was my producer, Michael Cornett,
right.
We were listening to a lot of the songs I had together for this album. That
right.
dates me as old there. And he said, you know, Jim, you got too many of these romantic love type songs. And, you know, there are only three types of songs. I love you.
Right.
I hate you.
Right.
And Let's Dance. And
right.
you don't have any Let's Dance songs. I still don't.
Right.
And you don't have any I Hate You songs. So I said, you know, you're right. I need to give some thought to I Hate You. And I remembered an old girlfriend I had some nuts, not about you, dear, not about my wife. And so I started thinking about some of those long dormant thoughts about
right.
this old girl I used to date years ago, and
right.
it all came back.
Yeah. And you come up with this romantic tune.
It's very romantic, I have to say.
Jeez. It could have been your ex-wife. How you know?
Well, I hadn't got one of those.
It's yeah. got a good sound to it, man. It kind of, you know, it kind of gives me that feel of like some ZZ Top. You know, I can kind of hear that beat. You know, I like that Texas blues kind of
I've
stuff.
I've been influenced. You know, one of the things I tried to do with this whole CD here was just, mm-hmm. I think we're all influenced by all the music that we like to listen to, even if it might not necessarily be our style,
right.
so to speak. And
that's the thing. And these people, these kids out here listen to this music, you need to listen to this stuff, because this is the era that give you the Beatles and ZZ Top. And y'all are the kids that's got Justin Bieber. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's weird, though. I was down in a guitar center in the Atlanta area not too long ago, and ran into a young lady there working as a store clerk and playing gigs at night, singing. And she obviously is a millennial generation kid. And she told me, actually, she likes my era music, you know, the
Everybody
older
does.
Music. Yeah, she mm-hmm. likes that better. She
yeah.
And I have to agree. I think mm-hmm. there was a creative kind of spark going on.
But
back
now
then.
I kind of disagree with both of you. I think if you take the time and search out the new music that is there, you can mm-hmm. find some really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, but not this pop generation stuff that's on the top 40.
No, but there's some good music out there. You just gotta look for it.
Yeah. You can't make a blanket statement about anything.
Right. Right, you're right.
Object to is the vocals that are kind of monotone mm-hmm. that sound like they got pitch correction on it.
And it's just
to me, it doesn't really generate much interest.
Yeah, just right. cookie cutter right. stuff. Like you say, yeah. I'm in my yeah. pickup truck drinking beer with some chick, you know.
Well, wait a second. What's wrong with that?
Well, I know that, but after you hear 400 songs of that, you know, I'm 47 years old, man. You know, my first kiss was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So
that guy really liked it.
No. We're not going there.
Easy. Oh, what's the next song we're going to do? Tell me about it.
How about Waiting? That's an instrumental piece.
It's an instrumental.
Right. And I kind of played a little bit in the style of Carlos Santana on this one.
Oh, that's cool.
The drummer on this is a fellow named Scott Meter, who used to play with 38 Special. Oh. He's not the original first drummer with them, but back in the 80s or 90s, he was with them, and he's played with Tony Braxton and a bunch of other people.
Hey, I'm a big 38
big
Special fan.
And,
big 38 Special fan.
And even though this isn't in the style of 38 Specials, he's a great drummer, and I kind of wanted to pay a little tribute to Carlos Santana because I listened to a lot of his stuff back in the day.
So anyway, listen, everybody, now is the time when you take your radio knob and turn it up loud.
Here it is, Jim Richter and Friends with Waiting.